www.ebay.com.
Hello and welcome back. Today we are talking about the incredibly strong growing region of Africa. How to invest in this beautiful continent. For many investors, this region is a dimension in the portfolio that has yet to be conquered. Africa is big. Africa is growing. In some regions, there is an incredibly strong infrastructure and technological progress that the standard European can only dream of. On the other hand, Africa also has tremendous growth and development needs. Today, we are talking about sustainable growth with real impact. Our expert comes from Nairobi in Kenya, so East Africa with access to Lake Victoria in the west and the Indian Ocean in the east. It is my great pleasure to introduce Ms. Joy Ogutu. Joy is the expert when it comes to sustainable investments in combination with impact across Africa. Hello, Joy. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Christian. Thank you so much for having me today.
Joy, you have been working for banks and financial services for approximately 15 years. What are the highlights and what motivates you?
Thank you so much, Christian. I'm a development finance and credit risk management professional. And as you mentioned, I've been working in the financial services sector for over 10 years. And my areas of specialization are in credit risk management, development finance, deal origination and structuring, portfolio management, and relationship management. So I started off my career in the banking sector here in Kenya. And I worked at Equity Bank, at Ecobank, and then at Commercial Bank of Africa, which is now NCBA Bank. So while I was in the banking sector, I held several roles. I started off in customer service, just helping clients, you know, to be able to resolve any issues or complaints and helping them to be able to, you know, get the service that they need in the bank. And then I was also in accounts opening, and I was also a teller. So after a few years, then I found my way into credit risk management. So after my stint in the banking sector, I moved to African Guarantee Fund. And here we were providing guarantees to financial institutions that were lending to small and medium enterprises across Africa. So I'm really passionate about sustainable development, and I really believe that the investments we make can have both a financial return and also have a positive impact on our society and on the environment that we operate in.
And what is your current role? Where are you working right now?
Currently, I'm an investment officer at Agents for Impact. And so what I do really is market research. I focus on the Africa region. So I conduct market research and I identify new opportunities for investment. I also conduct due diligence and prepare the investment package for investment proposals for consideration for approval and investment. And I also manage the relationships of the microfinance institutions that we invest in here in Africa.
And now the key question, what makes Africa so attractive for investors?
Well, Africa is actually one of the fastest growing regions in the world at the moment, and therefore there are significant opportunities for growth and for profitability, and therefore it is a region that investors should really be keen on if they're looking for, you know, some good returns. Some of the areas of, you know, where the investments actually needed and have good return, if you look at our infrastructure sector, there's a lot of opportunity in this area. There are significant opportunities in the energy sector. It is estimated that demand for power is going to increase by about 93% from now to 2035, and therefore there are significant opportunities in this area. Also for clean energy, because of the climate that we have here in Africa, there are opportunities in solar, there are opportunities in wind power, in geothermal power, and even in hydropower. And then if you look at the transport sector, there are also opportunities in, you know, in development of the transport sector, roads, the road network. Just about 53% of the road network is actually paved here in Africa. And then there are also opportunities in the rail sector. and even in the development of our ports, the ports that are located across the African coast, the opportunities in investing in them to make them more efficient and therefore reduce costs of export and even of import. And then there's also opportunities, you know, in telecommunication. Mobile penetration is currently just at about 50%, and internet penetration is actually lower than that. So the opportunities for this in the telecommunications sector, and there are also significant opportunities in affordable housing as well. So we also have, you know, large deposits of natural resources. Actually, 30% of the world's minerals are located here in Africa, and therefore the opportunities for development of this segment. And then we also have the largest, you know, arable landmass, and therefore the opportunities in sustainable agriculture, in agribusiness, and in the value chains that support this sector. We also have, you know, significant commodities, and most of these are in the raw form, and therefore the opportunities in manufacturing to be able to add value to these commodities, and therefore export them and therefore be able to gain more when they are exported, as opposed to exporting them in the raw form. Then we also have a large youth population, and therefore, you know, this provides a good labor resource. So there is availability of labor, and also because this is a growing population, it also provides actually a market for the goods and services that are being provided, and there's also a growing middle class population, which also provides a significant market for the goods and services that are being developed. So we actually focus on microfinance institutions. So that is really our key area of focus.
All right. What characterizes the microfinance institutes that you're analyzing? According to which parameters do they invest, and how do you choose them?
We look at, microfinance institutions, the unbanked and the unreached with financial services. So we look at also, you know, the financial inclusion in terms of their geographical outreach, those that are, you know, lending especially to borrowers and clients who are based in the rural areas, and therefore providing much needed financial services that may have not been touched by the regular, you know, the mainstream banks. And then we also look at very fair lending rates, ensuring that they're offering fair lending rates, not punitive rates. And then also in terms of how much they're lending also to women, because women have been historically marginalized in terms of access to financial services. And so we look at the proportion of, you know, their clientele in terms of male and female clients. We also want to, you know, work with microfinance institutions that are treating their staff well, and therefore we look at the terms and conditions that are offered to their staff. We look at the kind of whether they are providing equal opportunities in employment for both male and female employees, and also in terms of the staff development, what kind of opportunities are they offering in terms of training and development of their staff. We also look at the size of the loans of the microfinance institutions. The average loan size for 60% of the portfolio should be about 10,000 euros and below. So those are some of the parameters that we look at.
Interesting. Let's come to the travel part. How much and how often do you have to travel to do your job? Is COVID still a major constraint?
Yes, actually, we do have to travel quite a lot, because our clients are spread across Africa. So traveling is definitely part of the job. One, we do that first of all, when we are engaging the client, because during due diligence, we have to meet the client to be able to, you know, see their operations and be able just to have an appreciation of the of the kind of work that they're doing, because they will share with us information, but then now when we do the on-site due diligence, we're able to verify the information that has been shared with us. We also travel to do our monitoring activities once we're already in a relationship with the client. So we do frequent monitoring trips to ensure that, you know, our borrower is operating according to our agreed terms, and that everything that they're telling us, you know, in terms of the information, the reporting that they're sharing with us is actually just to be able to verify the information that they share with us for reports. So traveling is necessary, and COVID has really impacted the traveling part of the job, and most especially in 2020 at the height of the pandemic. So now things are a bit better. You know, borders have opened up, and also the cases here, the COVID cases have been declining, and also vaccination rates have been going up, and therefore it has now become much easier to be able to travel. But during the height of the pandemic, we had to also adjust in how we are doing our business, and therefore we found other ways to be able to carry on.
So Africa is a fast developing region. What do you expect for the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years in your business area?
We expect a lot, especially in terms of technology innovation. I think COVID has already played a big role in that, and it's taken us, you know, leaps and bounds in terms of technology, because financial institutions had to find a way to be able to reach their clients during the time when, you know, there were lockdowns across the countries. And so they had to find a way to be able to reach out to their clients. So there's been a lot of technological innovation in this area, in terms of things like mobile banking, more robust systems to be able to support different avenues of banking to their clients. So I expect that this is what is going to happen going forward, more technological innovation in the area of financial institutions. And then because there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of progress in terms of increasing lending to women. So I expect that, you know, lending to women is actually going to increase. There'll be more products, you know, developed, which will be geared towards lending to women.
Perfect. That was Joy Ogutu from Nairobi, Kenya. She believes that growth and profits are also possible while adhering to sustainability and with impact. Thanks for the interview, Joy.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Christian, for having me. It was my pleasure.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.